1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers, and coach, obviously you just got to stay focused on the mission at hand here tonight with a tough opponent, Nebraska Wesleyan, coming in.
Yeah, no question about it. Wesleyan's a very physical team, a very disciplined team, a well-coached team, and so we've got to execute in a lot of areas to be able to come out on top tonight.
This is a team that we saw just a few weeks ago, right after the first of the year. They had us down by 13 points in the second half of that ball game. We finally came back to win in overtime. So it's going to be probably a four-quarter, at least a two-half ball game.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, the one thing that our guys have been all year long, number one, I think we've been mentally and physically ready to compete. We haven't always come out on top, but I think our guys have been zoomed in, dialed in on what we need to do. The other thing we've been is we've been tough. I mean, we've been down in a lot of games, but our guys don't quit. Our guys keep competing. They keep fighting every possession. That game's a great example where they had us down, you know, 13, what was there, 10, 11 minutes left, and we found a way to come back and win the ball game on the road, which is always crucial.
This is one of those old NIAC ball games. Do these guys, I guess, put a little bounce into their stuff for these games?
Yeah, you know, I think we talked about it the first time. These games give me reminders of Coach Muddy and Coach Trader going at it on the sidelines back in the NIAC days. And definitely, I think, you know, a lot of the players on both rosters know each other. You play a lot through the summer. Bradley and Lowman played in high school together. So just a lot of pride, I think, in both teams representing their institutions well.
Hastings coming off of their big win the other night at Mount Marty, 85-42 on Saturday. That was a game we got out to a 20-0 lead in that one, really coasted in the ball game, although you got everybody in the ball game.
Yeah, you know, I think our guys were dialed in. I think we were ready to execute on both ends of the floor. Got off to a great start. And it was really a great thing for everybody to get in the game significant minutes because, you know, all guys practice hard. All guys want to be in games. And so guys that don't normally get in a lot got to play and played well. You know, you got guys like Chuck Ferguson who all year have been on the scout team and work. Alex Thayer got in, did a great job. Nate Maloli, Matt Nelson. So it's just a lot of guys. Johnny DeWard, you know, has played on and off this year. A lot of guys who got in, got minutes, and played well.
Those games get sloppy when we get the second and third teamers in. That was not the case on Saturday. Those guys actually played pretty well.
They played very well. And, you know, if you watch those guys in practice every day, their dedication to execution and dedication to the team and to the fundamentals of the game, people would understand why they played well. Those guys have as much pride as everybody else on our roster. When they got the opportunity, they showed it.
Boo Falls, one guy who's really come on the last couple of ball games. Last two games, he scored, 36 points. He's grabbed 16 rebounds the last week or so. He's been a man on the mission.
Yeah, Boo's been huge for us. And, you know, his ability to score on the block is big because it puts pressure on the defense. And we're going to need some of that tonight because Wesleyan's too big. Schweitzer and Johnson are really, really big guys. I mean, big, strong, physical guys. And you know, it'll be nice if we could get them in foul trouble so they don't play as many minutes as they would like to. And Boo gives us the opportunity to be able to attack them on the block.
It was rebounding the key on Saturday, and rebounding definitely the key in the ball game here tonight. A huge edge against Mount Marty the other day, 42-24.
Yeah, you know, our guys all year long really have been good on the boards. We talked about even in our loss to Dort, the nation's leading rebounding team, we out-rebounded them. So our guys have been very dialed in. They've been making five hits when the shot goes up. And then, you know, we got guys that are chasing rebounds. Zach Liam and Brett Wells are great offensive rebounders. And the main reason is they just pursue every ball. Their attitude is every shot is a pass to me, and they go after it like that.
Coach, you got four games left in the regular season now, chasing a possible berth in a national tournament. You just kind of zero in on one game at a time. Is that the way you guys are taking it?
Yeah, I think, you know, you've heard us say this often. The most important game is the next game, and I think this is no different. And you have to stay dialed in on what's going on right now. That's what we call a here and now mentality. Focus on this possession, this game, what's going on in the present moment, because that's really what you can control. And you don't want your mind to drift on this or on that. You got to take care of business about what's going on right now.
We can't be concerned about who's playing who and who's playing who and watch the scoreboard. You guys got to stay right where you're at least.
Yeah, no question. Again, you want to take care of business. Tonight it's Nebraska Wesleyan, a very good team, a very well-coached, disciplined team. And then, you know, obviously tomorrow will be practice. So no matter what you're doing, I think it's so important for players and coaches alike to stay focused on the moment, what's going on right now. Everything else is going to take care of itself because really all you can control is what you're doing right now and what your attitude and your effort are towards that.
It's Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight at home. A Wesleyan team, like we saw in Lincoln a few weeks ago, went into overtime. Traditionally, these are 4-, 5-, 6-point ball games, and tonight will probably be no different.
Yeah, you know, probably right. Bardsley kid had 49 points the last two games, so he's averaging 24.5. Johnson kid's averaging 18 during the year. The Schweitzer kid's a big kid, but boy, can he shoot the ball from 16 feet right around the elbow. Bradley can really go off. He's had a couple hot shooting games from the perimeter. The Jackson kid is a nice player, can score a little bit inside, can take you outside. So we've got our work cut out for us, and we need to be dialed in on what we want to do.
Let's talk about Nebraska Wesleyan a little bit. They are a good shooting ball club, number two in the conference in field goal percentage. They just do their things well. They don't do anything real flashy. They just do their things well.
Yeah, you've got to close to the shot on their guards because, like I said, Barsley can knock down threes. Bradley can knock down threes. Jackson shoots it well. So we've got to be able to go from help to get out to the shot and make them bounce it and try to go all the way to the rim because their guards don't, other than Jackson, don't go all the way to the rim a lot. They're more apt to pull up from 8 to 9 feet. You don't want them to catch in rhythm and get off threes because that's where they can really hurt you. And the reason they can hurt you is you have to pay attention to their bigs, and their bigs really post well. They really seal well. And so sometimes you have to dig down, and then you got to be able to dig down and then recover to a shooter.
Eric Jackson scored 20 the last time we played. Trevor Johnson, another kid you mentioned, scored 17. So how do we play them any differently this time?
Oh, I think you just got to execute your fundamentals. I mean, you know, you want to, obviously with Wesleyan, I think it starts with disrupting their timing. They run a lot of sets. They run a lot of UCLA stuff. They run a lot of high-low stuff. And if you let them catch the ball where they want to, and if you let them run the stuff that they want to run, they're going to punish you. I remember the first time we played them, they shot lights out first half. I didn't think that we were awful defensively. We maybe weren't as good as we could have been the first half. I thought we were better the second half, got to the shooters quicker, and so we held them to a lower total and gave ourselves an opportunity to go to overtime.
Well, the kids come on the past couple of games for them as Trent Scheidel. He scored in double figures two out of the last three ball games. So this team is loaded. They got a lot of weapons out there.
Yeah, you know, Scheidel's a lefty, likes to go to his turn to his left hand, likes to bounce it to the left, can catch and shoot the three. Yeah, they do. They have a ton of weapons. You know, the Weens kid played for me, and he's played some this year. He can catch and shoot the ball. So they've got a lot of different guys that can hurt you. We've got to do a good job of, again, closing to the shooters, getting around the post, and really disrupting the timing of their offense.
You go back to that first game. Do we play these guys any differently? What do we do in this ball game tonight?
I think it just comes down to executing defensive and offensive fundamentals. There aren't a lot of changes to be made necessarily. There are some small tweaks and how we'll guard some stuff in terms of screens. And so we need to execute that. I think one of the biggest things on that is we've got to be great at communicating early. Because if you're doing some things on screens, but you're not talking, then ultimately you're going to get two guys going with the cutter and a guy's going to slip open for a layup. So our guys know that we need to be early and we need to be loud with our communication so we can hear and we can recognize and then we can get the job done.
As we play these teams for the second time in the conference, are we doing a whole lot of things differently when we see these teams a second time or pretty much the same with what we did the first time?
You know, Mike, a lot of small tweaks. Sometimes maybe it's one inbounds play that you're running new that you might get a basket on because, as you alluded to earlier, a lot of our games in our conference are close, so it may come down to one possession or two possessions. Basically, what you're doing is you're looking we're looking at, you know, last time we played them, what did they try to do to hurt us? Did they try to exploit certain matchups? How did they match up against us? Is there anything that we can attack? The last time we played Wesleyan, they put Bradley on Wells, and Wellsy did a good job, if you remember, taking him down to the block and going right at him and attacking. So there's some small tweaks. Then we also look at about, you know, their last three or four games. Are they running the same stuff that they ran earlier? Because if you can dial in on what they're doing, then maybe you can do some things defensively to take them out of their rhythm.
You find that teams are playing us in differently the second time around?
You know what? Not a whole lot. I think the one thing that's probably come around is everybody's, you know, tagging Brady. I mean, they're following Brady around. They're two guys, you know, jumping out with him. And we've told our screeners, you know, slip to the basket, make a rim run. Because ultimately, if two guys go with him, then that leaves you open. And we got to do a good job. I think Johnson guarded Brady last time, so it'll be interesting if that's the same matchup. If that's the case, he's an awfully good scorer. Make him run through a lot of screens, because when you run through screens, it makes you tired. So we've talked to our guys about screening and rescreening for Brady. We've also talked to Brady about being a screener, because a lot of times, especially with our five man, because bigs don't typically guard screens well, particularly back screens. So we've done a few things offensively to try to give our guys an advantage.
I think we mentioned that coming out on Saturday, he played 19 minutes in the ball game against Mount Marty, gave Brady a little well-deserved rest on that Saturday.
Yeah, you know, Brady's been a warrior for us. He's probably averaging 36, 37 minutes a game, and that's probably 3 or 4 minutes less than I'd like to see him play, because that's how good he is. You know what I mean? He's a tough kid. He's a competitive kid. He's a guy that really is the face of your program, and when at crunch time comes, you've seen him play for 4 years now. He makes big shots in big spots. I go back to the Midland game. You know, Wellesley hit the tying three, but it's 82-76 with 19 seconds, and Lohman pulls up for a three to cut it to three. So just the kind of guy you want in your corner. We're very appreciative that he's in a Hastings uniform, not in any other uniform.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit ShopGlenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight as we get set for the men's game between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. Bringing up the data, what's transpired here on the women's side of things. Hastings, first of all, destroys Nebraska Wesleyan tonight here in Hastings by the score of 82-47. And a shocker in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight, Dakota Wesleyan upsets conference leader Northwestern 97-76. So Hastings has now pulled into a first-place tie with Northwestern atop the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings along with Concordia. There's a three-way tie now for first place with three games to play. Hastings will take on Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. Next week, they got games against Midland, and they'll finish off the regular season with Northwestern in Orange City, which could be for the conference championship a week from Saturday if Hastings can take care of business here. So the Broncos picking up a big win tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan. And Northwestern, they lose tonight to Dakota Wesleyan up at the Corn Palace. Strange things happen in that building, and tonight Dakota Wesleyan upsets the third-ranked team of the nation, Northwestern, by 21 points, 97-76. So Hastings now in a three-way tie for first place, pending the outcome of the Midland-Concordia ball game. Still waiting for a final score in that ball game. Also, the Mount Marty-Briar-Cliff game is still going on. Morningside tonight, the fourth team in the conference in fourth place, picked up a win over Dort tonight in Sioux Center by the score of 74-52. So we got the men's game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College coming in. They're ranked number 13 in the country in the NAIA Division II poll. The Broncos at 19-6. They're 13-3 in conference play. Hastings is coming off of their win on Saturday over Mount Marty up in Yankton by the score of 85-42. Hastings scored the first 20 points in that basketball game and really never broke a sweat against the Lancers as they destroyed Mount Marty 85-42. Hastings has won two games in a row as they also knocked out Doan the previous Wednesday by the score of 74-64. Nebraska Wesleyan, they come in. They have a record of 12 wins and 9 losses on the season. They are 7-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But this is a team that is starting to catch fire. They have won three games in a row. They beat Morningside 86-76 at home. They beat Concordia also at home 76-70. Went on the road on Saturday and knocked off Briar Cliff by a score of 73-65. Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that is averaging 77 points per ball game on offense. That is eighth out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They really hang their hat on defense. Wesleyan giving up only 70 points per ball game on defense. That is number two in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan shooting the ball, hitting 49% of their field goal tries this year. That is number two in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are number seven in three-point shooting at 36%, and they are dead last from the free throw line as the Prairie Wolves are knocking down 65% of their free throw tosses so far this year. Hastings College, they're averaging 7.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
As we were mentioning, it was Hastings hitting 47% from the field this year, sixth in the conference, 35% from three-point territory, and 74% from the free throw line. So we're getting set. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight here in men's college basketball. The Prairie Wolves are looking for their first win over a ranked opponent so far this season. They have at least one win over a ranked team in three of the last 4 years, but none of those wins in the last 8 years have occurred on the road away from a Snyder Arena. So good news, bad news there. You're a Hastings College Bronco fan.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been it.
Insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
From Pro Flowers to...
Your other starters, Eric Jackson, is 6'2" and senior out of Lincoln. Jackson averaging 11.9 and 2.9 rebounds per game. Tim Schweitzer is the other starter, 6'7" senior out of Bedford, Iowa. Schweitzer is averaging 7.4 points and 4.1 rebounds per ball game. We'll get to the starters for Hastings College here tonight. The Broncos will start this way. Jake Hamburger. Hamburger is 6'2" and senior. Out of Hastings, St. Cecilia, Hamburger is averaging 10.1 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Brent Wells. Wells is a 6'4" and senior out of Elba, averaging 8.5 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, 6'2" and a senior out of Norfolk. Lohman is averaging 19.9 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. He is the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Brandon Krause is a 6'2" and junior out of Lincoln. Krause averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Zach Lena, the other starter, 6'5" and a junior out of Omaha, averaging 7 points and 6.4 rebounds per ball game. The starting lineups tonight are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and a 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. One thing we might want to bring up, Tobin Reinwald, he has been out for the last two ball games, and we understand Tobin is going to undergo knee surgery again on the same knee that took him out of the last season. So Tobin Reinwald is done for the year. Tobin will have one more year of eligibility remaining. He'll come back, and the Broncos are trying to get him in the lineup by the end of next season. We're talking the end of the 2004 season, maybe by December or so. So Tobin Reinwald, the starter that Hastings has lost so far this year. The Broncos already playing without the services of Dylan Flynn, who tore his Achilles tendon back there earlier this season in that ball game against Concordia. Now they lose Tobin Reinwald as official. Now Tobin will undergo surgery later on this month, and he'll be lost to the Broncos for the rest of the season. So it'll be Hastings And Nebraska Wesleyan jumping things off here. The ball is in the air. The tip is going to go out of bounds here on the near sideline, and the officials will give the ball to Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Hastings in their home-standing white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson here tonight. We're just underway. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan in women's or in men's college basketball driving down the lane. There's a pass out to Johnson. As Hastings College will start off in a man-to-man defense. Wesleyan on a long-range jumper from the far side. His shot's going to be put up there. No good by Barnsley. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Wells with a rebound. Here come the Broncos back to their offensive zone for the first time tonight. Wesleyan will play a man-to-man defense. Wells has got the ball. Wells gets it out here to a woman between the circles. That is Zach Lena. Here's Brady Woolman with the ball. Now to Hamburger. Wells has got it. Now to Krause here on the near sideline. Drives the baseline. Krause gets it back out to Woolman. Brady Woolman now with 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Woolman takes a three ball. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wesleyan. That's going to be Barnsley with the ball. Wesleyan has got it to Bradley here on the near sideline. That's a teammate of Brady Woolman in his high school days. There's Schweitzer. It's not going to be up there. No good. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Jody Bradley and Brady Lohman both played at Norfolk, and now they're on the competing teams here tonight. Just underway, about a minute into the ball game. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight. There's Wells down on the baseline on the left side, takes the ball to the free throw line and the dribble. Wells bounce pass goes to Zach Lena. Lena spins left side of the lane. Now he's double team, kicks it back out here. Hamburger, top of the key, moves it to the elbow, a shot from the right side, is up there at the end. Dick Hamburger scores for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ballgame. 18:39 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Jonah Bradley with the ball out here in three-point territory, picked up by Woolman. As they go over in the left wing, that's going to be Barnsley. As they lob it down low, Trevor Johnson. Johnson working against Zach Lena. He puts up a shot off of the window. It's going to be no good. Lena tips the ball. It is loose, and it's picked up here by Wells. Wells gets it away down to Brandon Krause down the right sideline. Krause runs into a man, and a blocking foul here is going to be called on Trey Barnsley of Nebraska Wesleyan. Barnsley picks up his first foul, first team foul, on the Prairie Wolves in his first half of play, 18-15 remaining. Hastings is out on top by a score of 2-0. Here's Lena going to inbound the ball now for Hastings underneath their own basket. They throw it into the backcourt. Hamburger is going to grab the ball. Hamburger has got it here for the Broncos. He goes to Lohman at the free throw line, puts up a shot partially deflected. The ball is brought down by Lena. Shot underneath the basket. His shot good. It just rolls down the hole. Zach Lena gets the field goal after the offensive board, and the Broncos have a 4-0 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Here come the Prairie Wolves now, still looking for their first points of the ball game. We're 2 minutes into the contest here tonight. There's Trevor Johnson with the ball. Johnson lobs it over here to Schweitzer. Down on the near sideline, a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Bradley, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes the Broncos back with the ball. Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Jake Hamburger buries a three-pointer, and Hastings has a 7-0 lead here over Nebraska Wesleyan, 2.5 minutes into the contest. Wesleyan comes back with the ball. Barnsley brings it into the offensive zone, gets away from Krause. Barnsley in the lane, goes down to Schweitzer. It's up there, rims off, no good. Falls off of the front iron, it goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Tim Schweitzer misses an easy bunny there as it rolls off of the front iron, no good. And Hastings will get the ball as it goes out of bounds. The Broncos out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan here to start the ball game. 7-0 is the score. So here comes Brandon Krause back with the basketball now for Hastings. Waist high dribble into the offensive zone. Krause starts off left and right. There's a pass down there to Woolman, and he goes down and he's fouling the play. A hard move to the basket there. Krause got the ball to Brady Woolman, took it right to the hole, and Woolman is decked on the play, and the foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Schweitzer. That's going to be his first. So Brady Woolman goes to the free throw line. Woolman, the third best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 19.9 points per ball game. The third best foul shooter at 87%. And a shot up there, dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. The Broncos out to an 8-0 lead here in this basketball game. Trent Seidel comes into the ball game now. Schweitzer checks out. Here comes Abu falling into the ball game now for Hastings. Abu has been on a tear as of late. Abu, in the last two ball games for the Broncos, has scored 36 points and has grabbed 16 rebounds for Hastings. Abu coming into the contest now. He's averaging 8.6 in the season. And his shot is up there and in. That's Brady Woolman at the free throw line. And the Broncos have scored the first 9 points in the ballgame. And Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Nebraska Wesleyan, 17 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. The score, Hastings 9, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mount Barney tonight has beaten Briar Cliff by a score of 88-77 in women's college play. Concordia gets by Midland 78-77. So the women's scoreboard is complete. We'll get you up to date here in our next opportunity. 9-0 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead here. Men's college basketball here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Good start for the Broncos. Here's Nebraska Wesleyan following the timeout, driving for the hole. A shot is up there. No good by Barnsley. The ball is going to be tipped down. It's on the floor. It goes into the backcourt. We're going to have a jump ball back here. Lohman ties up the Prairie Wolves on the far sideline. The arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings as Lohman ties up. Eric Jackson is into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. 9-0 is the score. Hastings out on top. Broncos jumped out to a 20-0 lead the other day on Saturday in that ball game against Mount Barney. Lohman has got the ball. High left side comes out to Hamburger, top of the key. Hamburger holds it, brings it back here to Brent Wells. Out of Hamburger, just inside the ring on the right side of the floor. Hamburger brings it out to Brandon Krause at the top of the key to Hamburger. 4-3, a shot is up there. He buries another one. Jake Hamburger, 2 3-pointers here in the first half of play. He's got 8 points, and Hastings is out to a 12-0 lead. 16-14 remaining here in the first half. The Broncos have shut out the Prairie Wolves here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Here's Barnsley, dribbles down the lane, jump pass down in the corner. Jackson, his shot is going to be no good. Ball tipped down is going to be picked up here by Brandon Krause. Hastings runs her back the other way, 3-on-3. Krause to the hole, his shot good. Brandon Krause scores, and the Broncos lead 14-0. And another timeout, Nebraska Wesleyan. A great start for Hastings College in a big ball game tonight. The Broncos out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by 2 touchdowns and a couple of extra points. 15-52 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 14, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private 4-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
This is the 198th meeting between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan, with the Broncos holding the all-time advantage, 105-92. Hastings off to a good start here. 14-0 is the score. Wesleyan hasn't scored in almost 5 minutes to start this ballgame. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Wesleyan attacking here. Barnsley has got it on the far side, picked up there by Hamburger. Comes over here to the near sideline, out to Bradley, down in the corner. That's going to be Eric Jackson with the ball. Jackson cranks up a three. It's going to be up there and in. Eric Jackson scores. That's the first field goal of the ballgame, the first points of any sort for Nebraska Wesleyan at the 15-20 mark. So Wesleyan went almost 5 minutes without scoring to start the ballgame. Hastings has built a 14-3 lead now over the Prairie Wolves. Here's Lohman taking the ball to the hole. Has it slapped out of his hands. Lohman picks it back up now to Abu Fall. Abu on the baseline. Spins in the lane, tries to fake. Now ball's going to be stripped away. It's going to be picked up here by Nebraska Wesleyan's Eric Jackson, running back the other way to Bradley. Bradley picked up by Lohman. A couple of high school classmates there. Bounce pass right side of the lane to Seidel. He dribbles there against Abu. Puts up a little left-handed hook shot. It's up there, no good. Bound for the rebound. It's tipped down here. Picked up by Wesleyan. That's a Barnsley with the ball. Trey Barnsley moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Jonah Bradley. He cranks up the three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. 14-3. Hastings has got the lead. Hamburger runs it back on the break. Now to Lohman. Fakes the three. Dribbles down to the baseline. Puts up a little five-footer. His shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Wesleyan. With the board there is going to be Trent Seidel. He gets it away now to Trey Barnsley. Here come the Prairie Wolves now. Prairie Wolves are trailing by 11 points here in the ballgame. Jonah Bradley down in the baseline. Out in the corner is going to be Seidel. Cross-court pass. Pass to Barnsley for three. Shot good. Trey Barnsley, a 36% three-point shooter, buries the second three-pointer of the ballgame here for Wesleyan. And the Prairie Wolves are back to within 8 points. 14-6 to score now. Hastings with the ball. Broncos have it in their offensive end. Wells to the free throw line to Hamburger. Hamburger goes back to the basket, sends it over here now to Brandon Krause. Out of Wells down here in the baseline. Cross-court pass goes over to Lohman. Lohman holds it down to Hamburger. Bombs away for three. Shot is going to be short this time. Rebound is going to be loose, and it's going to be finally picked up here by Trevor Johnson. Johnson is now going to Trey Barnsley. Barnsley gets it down the floor. Here's a shot out there by Steinle. It's no good, but he's fouled in the play. Steinle got behind the Hastings defense. He was clobbered on the play. The foul is going to go on Hamburger of Hastings. That's going to be his first. The first team foul in the Broncos. Going to the free throw line is going to be Trent Seidel. He's averaging 8.7 points per ball game, but this guy has hit double figures in two out of their last three ball games. So Seidel is hot right now. He scored 15 points the last time Hastings played Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln. And the Broncos 96-93 overtime victory. Shot from the free throw line by Trent Seidel is going to be no good. He's a 58% foul shooter in the season. He's now 48 out of 83 from the free throw line. 14-6 is the score. Carson Bloom into the ball game now for Hastings College. Also coming in, Akeem Morissot. Hamburger is going to come out. Also, Wells comes out. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up and in by Trent Seidel. 14-7 down. The Broncos up by 7 points. Akeem Morissot has got the ball. A game comes over here to Carson Bloom. He'll run the offense out here in three-point territory. Carson Bloom moves to his right, fires the ball inside. It's going to be tipped away from Lena. Bloom picks it back up. Now to Lohman, to Akeem Morissot here on the near sideline. To Zach Lena, now to Lohman, right side. Lohman holds it. Pass inside to Zach Lena. He dribbles, now spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot, and we got a foul call as Lena couldn't get the thing away. A foul is going to be called here, and the personal is going to be whistled on Trent Seidel. First foul on Seidel. That's going to be team foul number three on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lena. 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. 69% from the free throw line this season. He's 66 out of 95. Zach Lena puts it up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Hastings, the fourth best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, knocking down 74% of their free throws. They're number six in field goal percentage at 47%. They're number nine in 3-point shooting at 35%. Zach Lena back to the stripe here for the Broncos. The shot is good. So Hastings has now got a 15-7 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan with 13-13 remaining here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Wesleyan with the ball. Jonah Bradley comes over here to Casey Weens, who's into the ball game. Weens down to Seidel. Now to Schweitzer, who's back in the ball game. To Weens on the baseline. Shot good. Casey Weens scores. That's a former player for Bill Gavers at Grand Island Central Catholic. Casey Weens hits one from the short right baseline. 15-9 the score now. Hastings with a 6-point lead. The Broncos scored the first 14 points here in the ballgame. Wesleyan coming back. Here's Zach Lena on the low block left side. Lena holds it. Lena holds it. Now out to Akeem. Akeem Morissot here for Hastings College. Morissot behind the Naboo fall screen. Gives the ball away to Lohman to the free throw line. Lohman twisting and turning. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings in the lane. Off balance shot there. Brady with his first field goal. He's got 4 points. It's 17-9. There's a pass inside. It's going to be a foul called here on Lena. He reaches over the back of Schweitzer and knocks him down. So Zach Lena picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. So Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Here comes Barnsley back into the ballgame now. Jonah Bradley will come out. Casey Weens will inbound the ball here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Two-handed pass out on top. Barnsley has got it. Barnsley moves the ball to the wing on the right side. Here's a pass out to Schweitzer. Schweitzer against the boo. Goes over on the far side, lining down to Casey Weens. Back inside, a running one-hander is up there and in. Nice pass. Trent Seidel gets the field goal. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. Wesleyan back to within 6 points now at 17-11. 12 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman, free throw line jumper is put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Seidel. Seidel has got the ball. Now to Barnsley. Here come the Prairie Wolves in their black and gold uniforms here tonight. Shooting to our basket to our right at Lynn Farrell Arena. Inside is Schweitzer. Schweitzer dump pass down in the corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That shot taken there by Andrew Minus. And the rebound comes down here to the Broncos running back the other way. Here's Akeem Morissot out to Carson Bloom. Bloom out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to Akeem. Free throw line extended left side. Back the other way. Carson Bloom down top of the key. Lena. Carson Bloom on the wing on the right side. He puts it on the floor. Still 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Akeem Morissot on the right sideline. Akeem looking to drive it. Akeem has still got the ball down here on the baseline. Double team. Akeem throws up a shot. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Schweitzer. Schweitzer now to Barnsley, and a whistle here in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Morissant. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in this first half of play. 11 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 11. The Prairie Wolves have won the last 3 games here in Hastings. And all 3 games have been decided by 4 points or less. That's just the nature of this rivalry with the Prairie Wolves. Here's a Schweitzer taking the ball in the hole, and he's going to be fouled into play. They go on Hamburger. That's going to be his second. So Nebraska Wesleyan, the last 3 trips to Hastings, they've come out here victorious, all by 4 points or less. Right now we're sitting at 6, at 17-11. Abu fall out of the ball game. Here comes Wells back in there. Casey Weems will inbound the ball right underneath the basket, and his shot is up and in. Trey Barnsley scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and Wesleyan has cut the lead down to 4 points. 17-13 with 10:47 remaining here in the first half. Here's a Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause sends it inside. Nice pass, and Carson Bloom lays it in. Krause gets the assist. Carson Bloom gets the field goal. Brandon Krause, nice pass there. Seeing extended playing time now with the Tobin Reinwald on the shelf for the rest of the season. There's a shot, 3-pointer put up there and in. Trey Barnsley from the top of the key scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. 19-16. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Krause with the ball on the baseline. Comes out here to Carson Bloom in 3-point territory. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger, high left side. Here's Wells at the top of the key. Brent Wells goes over to Brandon Krause. Down to Hamburger inside the free throw circle. To Krause on the right wing. Back out to Hamburger behind the screen from Wells. Hamburger out here in 3-point territory. Gets it to Zach Lina. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Carson Bloom down here to Krause in the left baseline. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Barnsley. Barnsley has got it for Nebraska Wesleyan, running her back the other way. 19-16, Wesleyan can tie here with a 3-point field goal. Johnson at the free throw line. Johnson against Lena. Trevor gives it up. Now to Kesey Weens. The former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader has got the ball. Weens gets the ball. Now to Schweitzer. Nice pass down low. Ball knocked away. It's going to be recovered here by Hastings. A turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout here in the first half of play. 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play in half number 1. It's Hastings 19, Nebraska Wesleyan 16.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 19-16. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan tonight after the Broncos jumped out to a 14-0 lead here in the first 4.5 minutes of the contest. Broncos have the ball following the timeout. Brandon Krause has got it. Not a Woolman. Free throw line extended right side to Zach Lina. To Brandon Krause. Near side to Jake Hamburger. Brandon Krause back out here to Woolman as they play catch with it out here in 3-point territory. There's Hamburger. Now to Krause down here in the baseline. Krause working with the ball. Gets it back into the hands of Brent Wells at the top of the circle. Wells sends it to Hamburger for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to hit a front iron. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound Krause in the lane. Puts a man in the air. There's another fake. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause, couple of ball fakes there. Finally gets the field goal to go down. Krause with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings has a 5-point lead. Broncos 21 and Nebraska Wesleyan 16. 8:47 to play here in the first half. Here's Jonah Bradley with the ball. Jonah Bradley gets it out here to Eric Jackson, who's into the ball game. To Trey Barnsley, circles around on the dribble, brings it to the right side of the lane. Barnsley holds it now against Hamburger, onto Schweitzer, lobs it down low, grabbing the ball is Johnson. He goes up and shuts it. He blocked down from behind, and a foul is called. Brent Wells, a block there from behind, and knocks down Trevor Johnson. And Wells picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So going to the free throw line now is going to be Trevor Johnson for Nebraska Wesleyan. Johnson has been there 178 times this year. He's converted on 106 of those, 59%. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Nebraska Wesleyan is a team, the worst free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're knocking down 65% of their foul shots so far this year. They're 2 out of 3 so far in this ballgame. Shot is up there, and the shot is good by Trevor Johnson. The Hastings lead is now 3 points again at 21-18. 8.5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Brandon Krause with the ball here at the top of the key. Nebraska Wesleyan in the man-to-man defense. Here's Bowman on the near sideline. Woman up the hamburger down to Wells on the wing on the right side. Nice pass underneath. The woman, his shot is up and in. Ready. Woman works the baseline. Wells got him the ball, and Woman lays it in. That's his second field goal. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 5-point lead. 23-18. Broncos out on top. There's a pass over here to Jonah Bradley. Comes out in the 3-point territory to Scheidel. Down to Barnsley. His shot is up there and in. Barnsley hits another 3-pointer. He's got 11 points in the ball game here for Nebraska Wesleyan. And now it's a 2-point ball game, a 23-21. Broncos have a 2-point lead. Lohman catches the ball here on the near sideline. Wells lost it out of bounds. Wells at the top of the circle, flips it back to Lohman. Lohman dribbles down the lane, stops, now throws up a shot. It's up there, no good. Ball being battled for, it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Wesleyan basketball. Less touchdown there by Zach Lina. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get her delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 7.5 to play. Hastings 23, Nebraska Wesleyan 21. Long range jumper, Barnsley, his shot is up there, no good. And Hastings loses the ball out of bounds. Wells had it, lost it out of bounds. So Nebraska Wesleyan will have a second crack at things here. Trey Barnsley's got 11 points for Nebraska Wesleyan, leading the Prairie Wolves so far in this ballgame. He has brought the Nebraska Wesleyan squad back after falling behind 14-0 out of the locker room here today. There's Barnsley, lobs the ball down on the baseline. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Hastings ball. Nebraska Wesleyan trying to get it on the low block and threw it out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 4 in the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings has got 2 turnovers. 23-21. Broncos with a 2-point lead. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball on the dribble. Now to Lohman out here. Lohman brings it back here to Krause. Baseline jumper from 10 is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls down through the hole. Bounces on the rim 2 or 3 times. Brandon Krause gets the short jumper from the left baseline. Hastings back out to a 4-point lead, 25-21. Here comes Barnsley back now for Nebraska Wesleyan to Jonah Bradley. Bradley holds the ball here on the near sideline. Bradley looking. Here's a bounce pass to Trevor Johnson. Johnson loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. Turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Trevor Johnson working on the near sideline here against Zach Lina and lost the ball out of bounds. 5 turnovers on the Prairie Wolves here in the ballgame. Hastings comes back in their offensive zone now, leading by 4 points. It's 25-21. 6:42 to play here in the first half. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause gets into the hands of Hamburger. Down to Krause again on the wing. Thought about the three. Drives into the bucket. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause takes it right to the hole. Krause has got 8 points in the ball game now. Hastings out to a 6-point lead. 27-21. Here comes Barnsley back for Nebraska Wesleyan. Comes across the top to Scheidel. Scheidel now down in the corner to Eric Jackson. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Moves it on the wing. That's going to be Barnsley with the ball picked up now by Jake Hamburger of Hastings. Jonah Bradley out between the circles, picked up by his high school classmate there, Brandon Woolman. There's a lob pass inside to Johnson. He's double teamed. His shot is up there, no good. Abu Fall grabs the rebound. Abu has got it on the baseline, gets it into the hands of Woolman. 6 minutes to go here in the first half, 27-21. Woolman's pass nearly thrown out of bounds, but is picked up here by Wells. Now to Abu, out to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger dribbling with the ball, sends it out here to Woolman. On the left side of the lane, Woolman looking in the block, nothing there. Woolman sends it out to Abu here at the top of the key, now to Jake Hamburger. There's Brent Wells. He mishandles the ball, picks it up. Now to Woolman, a three is up there, good. Brady Woolman from the near sideline right in front of the Nebraska Wesleyan bench. He scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a 9-point lead again at 30-21. Barnsley taking the ball to the hole. Scoop shot is up there, good, and he's fouling the play. Trey Barkley took it right to the hole there for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 13 in the ball game. He's fouling the play here by Wells. Wells picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. Barnsley goes to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He has hit 28 free throws in a row dating back to January 18th. That was the last time he missed a free throw in a game. He's hit 28 in a row. The school record is 35 in a row. His shot is up there, and the shot, he misses it. He misses it after 28 straight free throws. And Hastings remains a 7-point lead here, 30-23. Here's Lohman. His shot for 3 is going to be up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Seidel. Trent Seidel has got it now to Barnsley. Barnsley comes into the forecourt, comes to the near sideline. Jonah Bradley with the ball. Jonah comes out here to a Seidel. Seidel gives it away now to Eric Jackson. Jackson now to Jonah Bradley again, looking to penetrate. Puts it over here on the right side on the dribble. Bradley being hounded over here by the Bronco defense and Jake Hamburger. Down to Schweitzer to the far sideline. A three-pointer put up there and in. Eric Jackson hits his second trade of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 30-26. Hastings College with a four-point lead with 4:37 to play. There's a Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman out here in three-point territory. Comes to Zach Lena. Down in the corner, that's going to be Brandon Krause. Out to Hamburger again at the elbow. Comes out here in the three-point territory. And Krause down to Hamburger for three. His shot is up there. Good. Jake Hamburger nails another three. He's got 11 points in the ball game. The Broncos answer the three on the other end. 33-26. Hastings still leading by 7 points. Wesley and another three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. That one by Jackson. Rebounded comes down here to Trent Seidel. Down to the near sideline to Jonah Bradley. Bradley puts a man in the air. They get it here to Seidel down in the corner. That's going to be a Jonah Bradley dribbling with the ball. Bradley comes out here in a three-point territory to Schweitzer underneath. The shot by Seidel is up and in. Trent Seidel scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 33-28. Broncos with a five-point lead here with 3:48 to play. Jake Hamburger has got it for Hastings College. Now to Lohman. Lohman, bounce pass inside. Lena's got the ball going for the basket. It's going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Wesley and running back the other way. Seidel works. He drives, dishes off, shot up and in. Jonah Bradley scores on the assist from Trent Seidel. Jonah Bradley with his first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 33-30 ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan is back to within 3 points here with 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Brandon Krause down in the corner behind the screen. Krause's 10-footer is up there and in. Brandon Krause having a great first half here for Hastings. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 35-30. The Broncos with a 5-point lead as we are reaching the 3-minute mark here in this first half. Bradley with the ball to Schweitzer. Holds it free throw line extended right side. Now to Seidel. Seidel has it poked away. The scramble is on, and now Hamburger grabs the ball and he calls the timeout down there. Hamburger tips the ball away and immediately calls the timeout to save the possession for the Broncos. Wesleyan turns the ball away for the sixth time, and Hastings will have the ball back here. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 35, Nebraska Wesleyan 30.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Wesleyan trailing Hastings College 35-30. Hastings College women's basketball team winners tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan 82-47. Of course, the big center in the conference is the victory by Dakota Wesleyan over Northwestern today, 97-76, up at the Corn Palace, up in Mitchell. That creates a three-way tie now atop the Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball standings. We'll talk to Kerry Hofstetter coming up here at halftime. 35-30, Hastings with a lead. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson Bloom now to Jake Hamburger, the Lohman on the wing. Lobs it inside to Abu, who's back in the ball game. Abu backs up. Abu spins one way, then the other. Bounces off of a man, puts it up there off the window and scores. Abu falls, scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings back out to a 7-point lead, 37-30. Trevor Johnson with the ball. Johnson on the wing on the right side to Casey Weens, the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. Now to Johnson dribbling down the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down by Abu. And Abu grabs the ball for Hastings. The Broncos have a 7-point lead. Here comes Hastings into the offensive zone. Down the near sideline, Carson Bloom. The Hamburger's three-pointer is going to be blocked down. Nice block there by Schweitzer. Ball recovered here by Wesley and running back the other way. Bradley has got the ball. Dribbles it to the right side of the lane. Bradley goes here to Trevor Johnson over on the wing on the left side with the ball over there. There's going to be Midas as he takes the ball in the hole. Midas down to the free throw line to Johnson. He backs her back out. Casey Weens on the right side of the wing to Bradley. Three-pointer good. Jonah Bradley hits a three ball. Nebraska Wesleyan is seventh in the conference in three-point shooting at 36%, but they're lighting them up here in this ball game against Hastings. 37-33. Hastings with a four-point lead, 90 seconds to play. here in the first half. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger comes back here to Woolman on the left side of the lane. Woolman backs it out beyond the three-point circle, sends it inside now. Leaning with the ball, he's double-teamed, comes out to Hamburger, fakes the three, dribbles it to the free throw line. The ball's going to be stripped away. It is loose, and it finally comes rolling out here to Carson Bloom on the wing. Hastings with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Woolman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Nebraska Wesleyan. Here come the Prairie Wolves back the other way. It's a four-point ball game, 37-33. Nebraska Wesleyan with the disadvantage so far in the ball game. Schweitzer has got it down to Minus in the corner. Minus brings it out here to Casey Weens. 20 seconds still in the shot clock to work. 52 seconds in this basketball game in the first half of play. Casey Weens on the wing on the right side is Schweitzer. There's a pass inside, grabbing the ball as Johnson. His shot is up and in. Trevor Johnson scores on the assist from Tim Schweitzer. And Nebraska Wesleyan is back to within 2 points. It is 37-35 with 36 seconds to play here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings will play with the final shot here. There's about a 3 seconds differential between the game clock and the shot clock here. Game clock is now down to 24 seconds. Here's a Hamburger with the ball. Down to Abu Fall down here in the baseline. Abu bounces off with the defender, goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Schweitzer. So now Nebraska Wesleyan can grab the lead here with a three-point field goal at the end of the first half. Here's Jonah Bradley with the ball. Bradley works against Carson Bloom. Bradley takes it down the lane. Here's a pass down on the baseline to Johnson. He loses control of it. He's down on the floor, and Nebraska Wesleyan does not get a shot away. Johnson falls down just to the right side of the lane. Did not get a shot away, so the Broncos will have the lead at halftime over Nebraska Wesleyan. A great first half. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by 2 points here at the break. It's the Broncos 37, Nebraska Wesleyan 35. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, we're in halftime. It is 37-35. Hastings College has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan after the Broncos jumped out to a 14-0 lead here in the first couple of minutes of the ballgame. Halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings. They're located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Jake Hamburger leading the way for the Broncos so far. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. Brandon Krause has got 10 points. Leading the way for Nebraska Wesleyan is Trey Barnsley. He has got 13 points. Hastings has got a 2-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan here at halftime on a score of 37-35. Earlier tonight, the Hastings College women's basketball team took care of Nebraska Wesleyan, winning by the score of 82-47. As Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter will join us here at halftime. And congratulations on the win, Coach. We knew you would be overmatched here in this ball game. You guys, it's kind of took care of business like you're supposed to do tonight.
Yeah, you know, I thought we got out to a little bit of a sluggish start. We struggled in the first few minutes to score. They came out in a diamond and one on Jamie, and we'd seen that before, but we weren't sure that they'd do it to us. So it took us a little bit to figure that out, and then we were able to turn them over in the backcourt like we discussed before the game, and created some easy transition opportunities, and that kind of opened up those 12-0 runs, and then we were on our way.
Tell you what, anytime you can hold a college basketball team to 14 points in their first half, you got to be happy with the defense no matter who you're playing.
Yeah, I think they had 2 buckets in the first half, they scored more points from the free throw line tonight than they did actually from the field. So I think they had 25 from the free throw line and 22 from the field. So Definitely did our job on the in the half court. You know, we let them get to the foul line probably a little bit too much. He got pretty physical in the second half, but for the most part, I thought Laurel and Sierra did a pretty decent job in the post.
Hastings again out rebounding the opposition here, 39-34. They create a ton of turnovers, 29 turnovers. That's kind of been the blueprint the past couple of weeks, if not the entire season for you.
Yeah, the rebounding is definitely a key for us. You know, anytime you can get a second chance opportunities, you know, you've got better looks at the basket for sure. So that was one of our points of emphasis. And we've been able to turn people over way more than we've been turning the ball over. And again, we were able to do that tonight. And that will continue to be important for us as we move forward here in the last three games of the season.
After Chanel Farmer, she hits 12 points in the ball game tonight. 4 3-pointers. You had the Sierra Williamson off the bench. She scores 11. That's good point production out for the bench.
Yeah, you know, and we were able to get shots for a lot of kids. And Chelsea Morton, I thought, was also pretty aggressive offensively. She had a great game. So we had a lot of kids give up some great minutes. Chanel hit some big shots, and Sierra was able to get some shots off in the paint. So nobody on our team, I think, nobody played more than 20 minutes or so. So that's kind of what we were aiming for, and got a lot of contributions. So another indication of our depth.
The 11 field goals for Nebraska Wesleyan in the entire ball game here tonight. Like you mentioned, they scored 25 from the free throw line. Why were you successful defensively tonight?
Well, I think our kids were prepared. You know, we knew what sets they had been running, and I think our kids did a good job of taking them out of those things. And again, when you turn them over in the backcourt, they're obviously not getting the same kind of shots and looks at the basket that they are if you're not creating turnovers and disrupting their offense. So we did a great job of taking the things away that I think that they hurt us on in the first game. We made a couple adjustments. Guarded the ball screen a little bit differently than the first meeting. So our kids did a good job of making the adjustments, and it panned out for us.
Hastings hitting 43% themselves on their offensive end. Three-point field goal shooting has kind of went south the past couple of ball games, just 26% tonight, but something you can maybe live with right now.
Yeah, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well. You know, some of the shots I thought we took, maybe we rushed or you know, we're in that diamond in one look, and maybe we're a little bit unfamiliar, but you know, we've been shooting the ball better, and then here in the last week or two, we've struggled a little bit. So that's just one of those things where, you know, hopefully we can work ourselves out of it again.
And Hastings College men leading here at halftime, 37-35. The Hastings College women picking up a big win earlier tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan, which now creates a logjam, Coach, at the top of the conference standings. When you guys get finished up, you look at the scoreboard and see Dakota Wesleyan has pulled off the upset that you needed up there at the Corn Palace. That place is spooky up there, and they come up with a big win tonight as they beat the conference leaders and the third-ranked team of the nation by some 21 points.
Yeah, strange things happen in the Corn Palace. You know, when we played them there the first time, we kind of caught them on a road when they were coming back from California, and We were able to take them out of everything they were trying to do, and had a nice win up there. But they're tough there, and they were up 17 on Concordia the other day at halftime, and pulled off a huge upset today. So they'll come in here really ready to play on Saturday. They're fighting for their lives, you know, to stay in the mix in the conference tournament, and then to try to, you know, get a bid into the national tournament.
So instead of maybe playing for second place in the conference behind Northwestern, we have a shot again after we stub our toe at Doan. Now with three games to play, we're in a three-way tie for first place. That boy, back in your playing days, and even when Tony was here, we didn't have a conference race like this, did we?
Ah, no, this one's exciting. This is what February is all about, you know. A lot of teams still to play each other. Northwestern and Concordia still play. Morningside and Concordia still play. So there's a lot of moving around that can happen. So again, we just have to focus on ourselves and make sure that we're controlling what we can control, and that's how we play and making sure that we're ready to go.
We got to Dakota Wesleyan, the team that upsets Northwestern tonight. They come in here now on Saturday. Like you said, they're going to be gunning for everything they can. And they know they can beat a top-ranked team.
Yep, and Dakota Weston's a really scary team. They can score a lot of points. They got some kids that can really shoot the ball, and they run a billion sets and screen all over the place. So we're definitely going to have a great defensive effort and another nice performance on the glass.
Sure, the kids will be ready to practice tomorrow. We're sitting in the position that they are right now. A little easier to get them to the practice floor.
Yeah, actually, we're going to go early in the morning, so they'll really need to be ready to go. So we're going to go 6:30, so they'll be ready to go.
Nobody is ready at 6:30, Coach. Anyway, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Gary Hofstetter, again, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos picking up a win tonight earlier in this ball game over Nebraska Wesleyan. They had really no problem at all as they destroy Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 82-47. We'll come back and we'll check some numbers here in the men's ball game as we continue on the Valentino's Halftime Show right after this.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital that really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Valentino's Halftime Show here tonight. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 37-35. Broncos scored the first 14 points of the ball game. Wesleyan did not get their first points on the scoreboard until a 15-20 mark on a three-pointer. Hastings had a 14-3 lead by that time. Nebraska Wesleyan got back to within 3 points at 19-16. They got within 2 points at 23-21 as they made a little run there late in the first half. And right now we're sitting at 2 points. Hastings out on top by a score of 37-35. Shooting in the ball game thus far, Nebraska Wesleyan is 13 out of 27 from the field for 48%. Hastings hitting 50% from the floor. They're 15 out of 30. Wesleyan is knocked down 6 out of 12 from three-point range for 50%. Hastings 4 out of 9 for 44%. Nebraska Wesleyan 3 out of 5 from the free throw line for 60%. Hastings 3 out of 4 for 75%. The rebounds, Hastings with 16. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 14. The Broncos have 3 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 2 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. Hastings has turned the ball over only 2 times officially here in the basketball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has been charged with only 4 turnovers, so a well-played game thus far. Hastings has got 1 block shot and 2 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 3 block shots and 1 steal. The leading rebounder in the first half of play for Hastings College has been Brent Wells. What else was new? Wells coming up with 5 defensive rebounds in the first 20 minutes. Leading rebounder for Nebraska Wesleyan has been Trent Scheidel. He has got 5 boards for Nebraska Wesleyan. Checking the scoring in the ball game so far, Jake Hamburger is leading the way. Hamburger has got 11 points in the contest for Hastings. Hamburger has knocked down 3 3-point field goals, and he's got a 2-point field goal. So Jake Hamburger with 11 points. Also in double figures is Brandon Krause. He's got 5 2-point field goals for 10. The other scorers for the Broncos, Carson Bloom has got a field goal for 2. Brady Lohman has got 9 points in the first half. Lohman has knocked down a 3. He's got 2 2-point field goals, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Zach Lina, he has got 3 points on a field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the line. A blue fall. He has got a field goal and 2 points. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they're being led so far by Trey Barnsley. He has got 13 points in the ball game for the Prairie Wolves. Barnsley has got 3 3-pointers. He's got 2 2-point field goals, and he's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. So 13 points for Trey Barnsley. Their other scorers, Trevor Johnson, he has got 4 points on a field goal, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Casey Weems has got a field goal for two. Jonah Bradley has got a three-pointer and a two-pointer. He's got 5 points here at halftime. Eric Jackson, he's got 2 3-pointers for 6 points. Trent Seidel, he has got a couple of field goals. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. So again, Hastings College has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan here at halftime by a score of 37-35. We talked to Kerry about the women's basketball scores tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Of course, the shocker, it was Dakota Wesleyan upsetting third-ranked Northwestern by 21 points tonight at the Corn Palace, a final score of 97-76. So that creates a three-way tie now for first place in the conference with Northwestern, Concordia, and Hastings. Concordia won tonight 78-77 over Midland, and Hastings picking up the win over Nebraska Wesleyan 82-47. The other scores, Morningside over Dort 74-52, and it was Mount Marty beating Briar Cliff tonight by a score of 88-77. So Hastings has got 3 games left as the Broncos play for the conference championship here. Hastings will take on Dakota Wesleyan coming up on Saturday, and will finish things off next week with road games playing at Midland and at Northwestern. That Northwestern game could decide the GPAC regular season conference championship and an automatic berth to the NAIA national tournament up in Sioux City. So 3 games to go for the Hastings College women's basketball team. We've got a half to go here for the Hastings College men. They're out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan, 37-35 at halftime. You've been listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show. We'll have the second half right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
All right, play is back in Nebraska Wesleyan with the opening possession of this second half. There's the ball tipped into the backcourt. Some contact made with Brent Wells, but no personal foul called. Wells and Schweitzer were going at it there. Nebraska Wesleyan comes back with the ball. They've got it here in their offensive end. Jonah Bradley has got it out there. Schweitzer, the ball tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up there by Trey Barnsley. Now with 12 seconds in the shot clock, Barnsley in the lane. His shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there and in. That's Trevor Johnson getting the offensive board and the putback, and we're tied up at 37 points apiece after Hastings scored the first 14 points of the ballgame. Nebraska Wesleyan has completed the comeback here on their opening possession of the second half. We're tied at 37 points apiece. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause comes to Lohman. The ball's going to be stripped away in the lane. It's going to be loose, and then we got a foul called. Going to go on Jake Hamburger, going after the loose ball there. Hamburger picks up his third. So 3 fouls now on Jake Hamburger as Jonah Bradley went down to the hardwood here right in the center of the floor at that big red H out here at the 10-second line. They will mop up now with 19-10 remaining here in this basketball game. We're tied up at 37 points apiece. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan in men's college basketball here tonight. They're getting things taken care of out there. And now they'll play things in on the far sideline. Here's Barnsley with the ball dribbling down the lane. Goes off down on the baseline to Johnson. He puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul called again. It's going to go on Hastings. Is that Hamburger again? No, that's going to be the third foul now on Jake Hamburger. So Jake with 3 personal fouls here. Going to the free throw line is going to be Trevor Johnson. Johnson to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be in and out and falls off of the right side. No good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Trevor Johnson will have one more. His shot is up there and the shot is going to be good. So Johnson hits 1 out of 2 And that is the first lead of the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan, 38-37. It occurs at the 19-minute mark here in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings with the ball. There's Brandon Krause out of Hamburger. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Eric Jackson. Jackson gets the ball away. Here's Trey Barnsley now into the forecourt to Trevor Johnson. Over on the wing on the right side of Jordan Bradley, top of the key. Eric Jackson, three-pointers put up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Lohman. Lohman has got it for Hastings College, running back the other way to Hamburger. 4-3, his shot is off of the mark, no good. Rebound tipped down there by Johnson. It's saved by Nebraska Wesleyan on the baseline. Here comes Barnsley running back the other way. Doesn't have the numbers. 2-on-4. He'll hold things up. Trevor Johnson has got it now. The wing pass down on the baseline to Jackson. Back Jackson goes over to Schweitzer. He's nailed in the play, and a foul is called. Schweitzer is knocked down. Brent Wells picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So Wells picks up the personal foul, and now Schweitzer will go to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Schweitzer has got no points so far in his basketball game. He is a 44% foul shooter. His shot is up there and in. Nebraska playing tonight at home against Illinois. They're at the end of the first half. Nebraska is leading the Fighting Illini by a score of 31-30. The Nebraska men 31, Illinois 30. They're at halftime at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Schweitzer. Rebound comes down to Abu Fall. So Abu has got it now with 18 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings now down by 2 points at 39-37. Broncos can reclaim the lead here with a three-pointer. There's Abu Fall down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. His foot pushed from behind. And a foul is going to be called. Schweitzer picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. This is going to be a physical ball game by the time we get out of here tonight. They're turning up the heat here in the second half as Nebraska Wesleyan has come storming back from 14 points down in the first half to grab the lead. 39-37. Abu Fall at the free throw line. Abu looks up there. Shot is good. Abu is a 62% foul shooter on the season. He's now 44 out of 70 from the free throw line. Abu's got 3 points in the ball game, and the Bronco deficit is now 1 point. 39-38. Here comes the next shot from Fall. It's up there. Good. We're tied. Tied up at 39 points apiece in this seesaw battle. The last three games here in Hastings have all been decided by 4 points or less. Nebraska Wesleyan has won 3 games in a row here at the Osborne Sports Complex. There's Barnsley. His shot is up and in. Tough shot there by Trey Barnsley in the lane. He's got 15 points. The Broncos had a couple of defenders draped all over him. Barnsley hits the field goal. 41-39 now. Hastings trailing by 2 points. Here's Lohman. Lohman comes over here to Hamburger. Now to Brady down in the corner. Sends it inside to Abu Fall. And low block right side. Abu spins toward the baseline. It's has to be blocked out of bounds. Schweitzer gets a block there for Nebraska Wesleyan on the big guy, Abu Fall. And Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 17-28 to play. Good crowd on hand tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Looking on. Second to the last home game of the season for the Hastings College men's basketball team during the regular season. Inbounds pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. And now Jake Hamburger will take over those duties. Brandon Krause comes out here at the top of the key. Hamburger will place things in. The Lohman, his shot is up there, twisting and turning. His shot is up and good. Brady Lohman scoring there at the right side of the basket, twisting and turning and getting the field goal to go down. He's got 11 points in the ball game. We're tied up now at 41 points apiece. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Back of their offensive end, shooting into the student body section. Behind the basket here for the Prairie Wolves. Here's Schweitzer. Schweitzer's pass out on top is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. Wesleyan ball. Last touch by Brandon Krause. Krause trying to steal the ball away. Tips it out of bounds right in front of the scorers table. So Trevor Johnson will key things in here for Nebraska Wesleyan. We're tied up at 41 points apiece. We're 3 minutes into the second half. And now we're going to have a whistle. A whistle stops play here. Now the officials talk things over. I think we had a shot clock problem here. The shot clock reads 15 seconds. And now what do we have here? The official is going to talk things over right in front of the scorers table. Getting a lot of input from the Nebraska Wesleyan players here. The official is talking things over at the 17:03 mark of the basketball game. We got 15 seconds showing in the shot clock. Now the official is talking with Bill Gabers here in the near sideline. And that's the way we're going to keep it right here. They're going to inbound the ball right in front of the Wesleyan bench. So 15 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Barnsley. Right side of the lane, throws up a shot over Woolman. It's going to be no good, and Woolman hits him on the arm. Randy Woolman picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Wesley has got 1 foul so far here in the second half. Trey Barnsley goes to the free throw line. He's got 15 points in the ball game. Barnsley, a 5'9" sophomore. His shot is up there and in. Barnsley now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Barnsley, a sophomore out of Beatrice. There's the second one. It's up there and in. Barnsley, it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 43-41. Nebraska Wesleyan has got a 2-point lead now over Hastings. Here's Loman with the ball deep in the corner. Comes out to Zach Lina. Comes across the top now to Brandon Cross. To Loman for 3. His shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Trevor Johnson. Johnson gets it away. Here come the Prairie Wolves now down the right sideline. Barnsley has got it. Barnsley picked up by Loman. Sends it down to Schweitzer down in the corner. Schweitzer dribbles once against a Boo Fall. Pass out on top. Picked up here by Jonah Bradley. He's got it there by Brandon Krause. His shot from long range. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Brandon Krause. Back to the center of the floor. Drives into the basket. His shot no good. Krause falls down. No foul called. Schweitzer picks up the rebound from Nebraska Wesleyan. Flips it away here at backcourt to Barnsley. Barnsley down the left sideline. Down in the corner. Long range jumper for 3. Good. Eric Jackson nails his 3rd 3-pointer from deep in the left corner. He's got 9 points, and Hastings calls a timeout. Timeout Broncos. Nebraska Wesleyan with their biggest lead of the ball game at 5 points now. We'll take a break with 16 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan 46, Hastings 41.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight. They're on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings led at halftime by a score of 37-35. Nebraska Wesleyan had their first lead of the ball game early in the second half of play. 19 minutes to go at 38-37. The Prairie Wolves have now opened up a 5-point lead over the Broncos, 46-41. Last time we played back in January, Hastings beat Nebraska Wesleyan 96-93 in overtime. Wesleyan hit a shot at the buzzer to force the overtime. And Hastings scored the first 5 points of the extra session and went on to win by 3 points, 96-93. On the way to another spectacular finish, I'm sure, here tonight with Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan scoring off here at the Osborne Sports Complex. There's Hamburger down the lane. His shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. Hamburger finds a little seam in the defense, takes it to the hole and scores. And he's fouling the play by Eric Jackson. Hamburger gets the field goal. Jake has now got 13 points in the ball game. This will be his first free throw of the night. Hamburger is 75% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. The shot around the rim and dances off of the left side. No good. Hamburger misses it, so the score remains at 46-43. Hastings now within 3 points. Here's Trey Barnsley with the ball for the Prairie Wolves. Barnsley picked up there by Loman. Barnsley goes down in the corner of the right side. They fall down with the basketball down there. It goes out of bounds, but it's knocked out by Hastings. And Eric Jackson had it deflected out of his hands by the Broncos. Jackson falls down. But they give the ball to Nebraska Wesleyan, and they will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 15-34 to play. 46-43. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead. Casey Weems will inbound the ball, and it's going to be lost back out of bounds. Casey Wins tried to knock it off of a Bronco defender and then lost the ball out of bounds. So it's a turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. They're fifth of the ball game, and now the Broncos can tie here with a 3-point field goal. Carson Bloom has got the ball. Now to Brady Loman. Nebraska Wesleyan in a man-to-man defense. Brady Loman with the ball. Spins inside the free throw circle. Fakes. Now sends it over here to Hamburger. He fakes the 3. Takes it down to the baseline. Shoves off. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Minus. Hamburger may have gotten away with a personal foul there. But the Wesleyan coaching staff are informing the officials here on the near sideline. Minus with the ball here against Hamburger. Drives the baseline. Goes for the rack. His reverse layup is up and in. So Andrew minus scoring there. It's 48-43. Here's Hamburger at the other end. His shot for three is up and in. Jake Hamburger nails a three-pointer. He's got 16. 48-46. The Broncos within 2 points now. 14:47 to play in the ball game. Trey Barsley to Scheidel. He gets out here on the wing. The Weens. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger down the far sideline. Woolman has got it. Woolman brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Carson Bloom. Sends it inside to Abu. Down here in the baseline. Puts it up there and scores. The big guy takes the hole. The rack and scores. Abu. That was 6 points in the ballgame. We're tied up at 46 points apiece. It should be 48. Tied up at 48 points apiece now at the 14-20 mark. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Bounce pass down low. A shot from Scheidel is going to be blocked down by Zach Lina. And the ball is recovered here by Carson Bloom. Carson has got it back in the offensive zone for Hastings. Over to Hamburger. High right side to Lohman. Inside now to Abu. Spins toward the baseline. A fake. There's a shot. Partially deflected. Schweitzer grabs the ball. Schweitzer has got it now for Nebraska Wesleyan. On the block shot from Abu Fall. They're tied up at 48 points apiece. Under 14 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Barnsley has got it. High right side. Comes out. Minus. Top of the key. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 15-footer and scores. Andrew Minus scoring there. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame. It's 50-48. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead. Here's Woolman with it now to Jake Hamburger. Around the screen, right side, 12-footer up there, no good. Rebound to Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets it away now to Barnsley as they hustle back the other way. Tim Schweitzer down to the near sideline. There's an entry pass deflected away from Seidel, and it's a turnover. Hastings hands the ball. Hamburger comes back to Woolman. Long pass ahead to Abu underneath the basket and a traveling violation. The pass came sailing in there from Jake Hamburger. Abu grabs the ball right underneath the basket, and he's called for the extra steps. And now Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Wesleyan calls a timeout. 13 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Men's college basketball tonight will take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 50, Hastings 48.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night we'll have high school basketball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High taking on Waverly tomorrow night. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader on the air from the jungle up at Hastings High at 5:45 tomorrow. Girls' game will go at 6 o'clock with the boys to follow at 7:45. Tomorrow night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, Nebraska women's basketball. Huskers will play at Michigan State, actually Michigan tomorrow. The Wolverines and the Huskers, 6 o'clock for the tip-off, 5:45 for the pregame show on the Breeze. The Nebraska men, they've got a lead at halftime over Illinois, 31-30. Huskers out on top of the Fighting Illini down at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. This game was 37-35 at halftime in favor of Hastings. Broncos now are trailing by 2 points at 50-48 with 13 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in this one. Nebraska Wesleyan in their black and gold uniforms shooting to our basket to our left. They come back into the offensive zone here. Bounce pass out on top to Trent Scheidel. Hastings stays with a man-to-man. Here's a long-range jumper by Jackson from three. No good. The ball tipped out. It's picked up here by Lohman. Lohman down the left sideline with a right-handed dribble. Pulls up. He shoots a three-pointer up there. It's going to be no good. Bounces off with a back iron, and the rebound comes down to Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves have the ball now. They'll slow things up as they bring it into the offensive zone. Jonah Bradley has got the ball. The Minus throws up a three-pointer. Shot good. Boy, he's come off of the bench and hit some big, big shots here in the second half of play. He's got 7 points since halftime. 53-48 now. Nebraska Wesleyan has scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings with the ball. Here's Carson Bloom. Starts off right. Now dribbles left. Gets it into the hands of Brady Woolman. He takes the ball down to the baseline. Fakes. Throws up a shot right-handed. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Wesleyan. That's Scheidel with the ball. Trent Scheidel hands it away here in backcourt to Jonah Bradley. 53-48. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead. Jonah Bradley with the ball. Comes into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Minus as he's picked up there by Brandon Krause. Top of the key. Eric Jackson has got it now. Minus goes over on the right sideline now. Dribbling toward the basket and a big collision in a lane. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Jonah Bradley, but he was fouled in a play here by Carson Bloom. Carson picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 in the Broncos. Nebraska Wesleyan with two fouls here in the second half. Woolman comes out of the ball game. Zach Lena comes out. Coming back in for Hastings is going to be Hamburger. Hamburger comes in. And also Brent Wells comes back into the ball game. 53-48. There's a free throw line jumper. It's going to be up there. No good by Bradley. And the rebound comes down to Krause. He runs her back the other way. Two on three to the basket. His shot's up there. It's no good. Rebound to Boo. Ball is lost. It's picked up on the baseline. Back out to Bloom. His shot for three. It's no good. Rebound still battled for. And a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here is going to go on Brandon Krause. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number six in the Broncos. Zach Lynn is going to come back into the ballgame now quickly for Hastings College. The crowd's picking up the foul. Lena comes out. Coming into the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Tim Schweitzer. 11 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Nebraska Wesleyan, they are 12-9 in the season, 7-9 in the conference, battling the 13th-ranked Broncos here tonight on their home floor. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. There's a pass to the top of the key. That's going to be Eric Jackson with it now. Jackson sends it to the far sideline to Jonah Bradley. Bounce pass down low. It's right through the fingertips of Seidel out of bounds. Turnover number seven under Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ball game. Hastings will come back the other direction. 11:27 to play in the game. Nebraska Wesleyan 53, Hastings 48. Broncos have the ball. Carson Bloom comes into the forecourt now. Carson looks left side. Instead comes over here in the right wing to Brandon Krause. The ball tipped away. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Great effort here by Jonah Bradley of Nebraska Wesleyan trying to get to it there. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Barnsley back into the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan at the 11:15 mark. Wesleyan has won three games in a row coming into this ballgame here tonight with Hastings. Krause has got it on the dribble. Right side of the lane, bounce pass goes to Abu. Abu squares up against Schweitzer. Now kicks it down in the corner. Hamburger for three around the rim. Circles the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Barnsley. Barnsley back the other way now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Snyder with the ball. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Wells as he drives it one on two. And Wells will hold things up. Out to Hamburger for three. Shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Jonah Bradley. Bradley's pass is deflected back out of bounds. There by Abu. Here comes Woolman back into the ball game now. Not much of a rest there. Get him back onto the floor. It's going to be Carson Bloom coming to the bench. 10 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the game. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan in men's college basketball by the score of 53-48. With the basketball is going to be Trey Barnsley now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Comes over to Schweitzer. High left side picked up by Wells. Schweitzer drives the ball to the free throw line. Down the lane and shots up there and in. Nice move to the basket by Tim Schweitzer for Nebraska Wesleyan. And now the Prairie Wolves have a 7-point lead here in this one. 55-48. They have scored. Well, we were tied up at 8 points apiece, 48 points apiece. They've scored seven in a row. Now here's a steal. The Broncos turn the ball away. Here's a Barnsley with it now. They get it back out here in 3 points here. It's Trey Barnsley circling over here to the left side of the lane. Has problems with the dribble. It's tipped out, but it's picked up here by Jonah Bradley. Bradley has got it. Picked up there by Jake Hamburger of Hastings defensively. Top of the key, driving down the lane. There's Jackson. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Wells had the rebound, lost it to Jackson, and he lays it in. Eric Jackson scores, and now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout as Nebraska Wesleyan has opened up a 9-point lead here over Hastings. A timeout called here with 9 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the second half. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 57, Hastings 48.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lang Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Been a dandy here tonight. Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan going toe-to-toe here. Men's college basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan, they're currently in fifth place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 7-9 in the season, trailing Dort, Hastings, Midland, and Morningside. Hastings right now sitting at number 2 in the conference, but trying to protect their home floor tonight. Nebraska Weston is on a 9-0 run here over Hastings after the Broncos come back to tie things up at 48 points apiece. So just under 16 minutes to go. They have not scored since that point. Broncos have been shut out for about the past 6 minutes here in this one. Coming back with the basketball for Hastings now will be Carson Bloom, looking to get something going offensively. Here's a Jake Hamburger. Hamburger gets it to Wells. Now to Hamburger to the near sideline. With the ball there is Carson Bloom. Dribbles with it, sends it to Hamburger. Now to Lohman. Lohman high left side. Nebraska Wesleyan. Looks like they're in a zone defense here. Maybe with a couple of chasers in that zone defense. Here's Carson Bloom inside down to Abu. Abu spins. He puts it up there with 5 seconds on the shot clock. It's going to be no good. Boy, Hastings can't buy a basket the past couple of minutes. Here comes Barnsley back the other way. Trey has got it for Nebraska Wesleyan. Top of the key, Trevor Johnson. Johnson drives it against Abu. Spins at the free throw line. Foul called. A foul here ago on Abu fall. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. And now Nebraska Wesleyan is in the bonus. 7 team fouls on the Broncos. Only 2 on Nebraska Wesleyan. So going to the free throw line for the 1-1 is going to be Trevor Johnson. Johnson is 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Johnson had 17 the last time these two teams played in that meeting in Lincoln. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. Nebraska Wesleyan, the worst free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at only 65%. They're not showing that tonight. Here's the next shot. It's up there, in and out, no good. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's a 58-48 ball game. Wesleyan is on a 10-0 run here over Hastings in the past 5 or 6 minutes of this ball game. Here's Jake Hamburger with the ball. Now to Lohman. He cranks up a 3. His shot is up there. It falls off. No good. Rebound rolls out here. It's picked up by Barnsley. Hastings needs a stop defensively. We're down to 8 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the game. Here's Jonah Bradley with the ball. Fakes the 3. Bradley still with it here on the right sideline. Out on top. Now to Eric Jackson. Goes inside with the ball. There is Johnson. His shot is up there. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Johnson with a little head fake there. Hesitated. He couldn't get the shot to go down. It goes rolling out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Krause comes in. Coming out of the ball game now for the Broncos will be Carson Bloom. 8 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings is down 58-48. The Broncos have been shut out here in the past 6 or 7 minutes of this contest now. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause comes out here in the three-point territory to Wells. Down to Lohman. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Brandon Krause down here on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Schweitzer. Schweitzer has got the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan to Barnsley down the far sideline. Here come the Prairie Wolves. Cross-court pass comes over here to Eric Jackson. Sends the ball inside. With the ball down there is going to be Johnson. Kicks it back out. Schweitzer from 15. Shot is up there around the rim. Falls off. No good. Hastings with a rebound. Brandon Krause running it back the other way. Brandon Krause into the offensive zone. Gives it away to Hamburger. Hamburger holds it behind the screen now from Lena. Takes the ball down the lane. Contact made. Shot is up there. It bounces around the rim and down, and he's fouled in the play. Finally, the Broncos get a field goal. Hamburger gets the shot to go down. Boy, it just hung on the rim and decided to go down through the hole. He's got 18 points in the ball game. And now it's a 58-50 ball game. Hastings is down by 8 points. Hamburger to the free throw line. Shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. He's now 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Here comes Schweitzer with the ball. He hands it away. Now to Trey Barnsley. 58-50. We're down to 7 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Barnsley for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Tip try by Schweitzer is up and in. Schweitzer had the inside position there and tipped her home. It's 60-50. Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead. Here's Hamburger off the baseline. His shot hits the side of the glass. Rebound. Wells. His follow shot is up and in. Wells gets the follow. That's his first field goal, and the Broncos are back within 8 points. 60-52. Still plenty of time. 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Eric Jackson with the ball. Jackson to Johnson. Spins on the baseline. He's stripped of the ball, and a foul is going to be called. The foul here goes on Zach Leedon. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line is going to be Trevor Johnson for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 8 points in the ball game, 4 out of 6 in the free throw line. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Trevor Johnson. 60-52, Wesleyan with a lead. Shot is up there. It's no good. He'll have 2 shots here. He's fouled in the act of shooting. So Trevor Johnson will have one more. Out of the scorer's table, checking in will be Jonah Bradley. Bradley is in. Eric Jackson comes out. A long dry spell scoring-wise for Hastings here in this second half of play. Wesleyan went on a 10-0 run over Hastings to grab the lead after the score was tied at 48 points apiece. Trevor Johnson hits his second free throw. So it's now a 61-52 ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. Here's a break of Woolman with the ball. Woolman out here to Hamburger. Brings it back to Woolman. Free throw line extended left side. Woolman behind the screen from Zach Lina. Over here to Wells. His 12-footer is put up there and down through the hole. Brett Wells scores on the right side of the lane. He's got 4 points. 61-54. Hastings down by 7 with 6:50 to play. Here comes Barnsley with the ball now. Trey Barnsley on the dribble as he works against Brady Woolman. Barnsley here on the near sideline. Now out on top to Jonah Bradley, 25 feet away from the basket. Bradley on the dribble, moves it to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner. That's going to be a minus with the ball. Back out on top to Barnsley. Now with the wing, three-pointer put up there, and the ball is stuck. Up between the rim and the backboard, Jonah Bradley throws up a free ball, and it sticks right between the rim and the backboard. They give the ball to Hastings. So the Broncos get a break there. 6:29 to play in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan is up by a score of 61-54. Men's college basketball after the Hastings College women won the first ball game 82-47 over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. Hastings with the ball. Here's Woolman behind the screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Out of Hamburger, 25 feet away from the basket. The Wells spins left side of the lane. Wells fadeaway jumper up there. It's going to be too strong. Go good. Rebound comes down to Trevor Johnson. Johnson hands it away. Trey Barnsley gets it into the offensive zone down there in the corner. Jonah Bradley with the ball picked up there by Hamburger. Bradley moves to his left on the dribble now. Jonah Bradley will clear things out. Gets into the hands of Barnsley. Trey Barnsley picked up by Woolman. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Seidel in the lane. Spins toward the baseline. The ball stripped away. It's picked up by Hastings. Here's Wells down the near sideline to Brandon Krause. He has the ball stripped away. Krause picks her back up in the corner. Brandon sends it right side of the lane to Wells. His shot is up there. No good. And he's fouled into play. Personal foul here is going to go on Seidel of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on the Prairie Wolves here in the basketball game in the second half. And Brent Wells will go to the free throw line. Wells has got 4 points so far tonight on a couple of field goals. This will be his first crack at a free throw. 67% from the foul line. Shot is up there. Shot is good. Hastings, the fourth best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, hitting 74% of their foul shots. Barnsley checks out. Here comes Eric Jackson back into the ballgame now for the Prairie Wolves. 61-55. Hastings back within 6 points. Shot is up there. It's good by Wells. So he hits a couple of free throws. And the Broncos within striking distance now at 61-56. 5 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Hastings had a 14-point lead in the first half. We've got a timeout now. Timeout Nebraska Wesleyan, 5:36 to play. It's Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves 61, Hastings 56.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. They're in the second half now at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Illinois is out on top of the Nebraska men's basketball team 40-34. They've got 15 minutes and 24 seconds to play in that game. The Huskers are 10-1 at home this season, losing only to Michigan at the end of the ball game at the buzzer. Other games in a Big Ten, you got one going on tonight. Penn State has beaten Indiana on a score of 66-65. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead here over Hastings College. The score is 61-56 with 5 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the second half. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball. Wesleyan will work with it in their offensive zone. This is Trevor Johnson. Johnson down to Seidel. Moves it down in the corner. Long-range jumper by Jackson. His shot no good. Tip tries up and in. Another tip basket there by Trent Seidel. He's now got
7 points in the ballgame. Nebraska Wesleyan leading 63-56. Lohman for three. Shot is up there. Off of the mark. No good. Rebounded. Lehman's shot. No good. But he's fouled in the play. Zach Lehman on the offensive glass there for the Broncos. Could not convert. A personal foul is going to be whistled here in Nebraska Wesleyan. And Andrew Minus, that's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number five in the Prairie Wolves. To the free throw line will be Zach Lena for Hastings. One out of two from the stripe so far tonight. Lena's free throw is up there. Shot good. Lena is 69% foul shooter on the season. Here comes Trey Barnsley back into the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. 63-57. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings. Here comes the next shot by Zach Lena. It's up there and in. Lena hits one and or two for two from the free throw line. 63-58. Hastings still down by 5 points with 5:05 remaining here in regulation. Barnsley has got the ball to the near sideline. That's Trent Scheidel. Here's Schweitzer with the ball now as he works against Lena. The ball's going to be tipped away. It is loose. It's picked up by Lena. And Lena's going to be hit with a traveling violation. Lena tips the ball away and tried to grab it there, and he's whistled for the extra steps. So a turnover on the Broncos. Tough break there because Lena had clear sailing to the basket. 63-58. Hastings down by 5 points. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Trey Barnsley has got the ball. Here's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted right back by Zach Lena. Turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Here come the Broncos back with the ball. Krause has got it now. The hamburger, the woman, takes the ball down to the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. A foul is going to go here on Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to go on Trent Scheidel. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number six on the Prairie Wolves. So this will be a non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Hamburger goes to Lohman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lohman grabs the rebound and loses it to the near sideline. It's picked up by Krause. Krause moves it to the free throw line. Down to Hamburger on the wing. To Brent Wells inside. They get it to Zach Lena. Spins. Contact made. Foul called. They go on Trent Scheidel again. That's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Trent Scheidel. That's going to be 17 fouls on Nebraska Wesleyan. So now we're going to have some free throws. Each team is in the bonus now with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Coming back into the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Trevor Johnson. Scheidel will come out to the free throw line. Again, it will be Zach Lena. Lena has got 5 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. So Zach Lena will have one here. His shot is up, and the shot is good. He'll get one more. 63-59. If you're just joining us, Hastings out of the gates in a hurry tonight. Scored 14 straight points. Took Nebraska Wesleyan over 5 minutes without scoring to start off the ball game. Lena's second shot is up there. It's going to be good, but the Broncos now trailing in the ball game on a score of 63-60. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here's Barnsley with the ball down the near sideline. Barnsley right in front of the Wesleyan bench to Eric Jackson. Out to Barnsley again. Moves left to right across the top of the key. Reverses the ball to Schweitzer. Tim Schweitzer spins. He loses the ball in the lane, and now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Brent Wells trying to tip the ball away. It's going to be the fourth foul now on Wells. This will be a one-and-one situation for Nebraska Wesleyan's Tim Schweitzer. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. He's a 44% foul shooter in the season, 12 out of 27. His shot is up there. It's good. The worst free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference are knocking home the charity tosses here in this one. Schweitzer now with 6 points in the ballgame. 64-60. Wesleyan with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Back to a 5-point advantage now for the Prairie Wolves. 65-60. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause gets it into the hands of Brady Lohman around the screen. Lohman jolts the ball in the lane. Can't do anything with it. Comes over here on the dribble to the near sideline. Lohman still with it. There's a pass to Wells. His shot is up and in. Brady Lohman gets the assist. Brent Wells gets the field goal on a nice pass. Wells now with 8 points in the ballgame, 65-62. The Broncos again trailing by 3 points. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Trey Barnsley on the dribble, comes to the near sideline. Barnsley dribbles here against Woolman. Comes out here to Schweitzer. Back to Barnsley. Barnsley sends it inside to Tanner Johnson. His back to the basket, spins toward the goal. He gets to the basket and shots up and in. Trevor Johnson, nice move. He got to the rim and he puts it down through the hole. He's got 11 points in the ballgame, 67-62. 5-point lead now for Wesleyan with 3:20 to play. Here's a shot from the elbow, left side by Lohman. No good. Ball out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch there by Trevor Johnson for Nebraska Wesleyan. A five-point lead here for the Prairie Wolves at 67-62 with 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Broncos will inbound the ball. This is Jake Hamburger. Hastings with a fresh shot clock here. They get it into Woolman. He fakes. Woolman takes it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be in. It rolls into the basket. Brady Woolman now with 13 points in the ball game, 67-64. Broncos are now trailing by 3 points. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley to the far sideline, driving toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's no good by Bradley. Rebound comes down to Krause. Krause now to Brady Woolman. He hops to the basket. Woolman is trapped. He gets it away. Now we got a foul call. Woolman was double-teamed down there. Got the ball away. But a foul is going to be called on Jonah Bradley. And now one of the team's best free throw shooters will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top. Hastings is trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 67-64. Brandon Krause has now got some contact problem here. I put a contact back in his eye as he comes to the near sideline. Get a little solution. Gets the contact stuck back in the eyeball and will be ready to go here. Brady Woolman to the free throw line. The Nebraska Wesleyan fans are right behind the basket. They're chanting Brady. Brady with just a big grin there at the free throw line. He's got 13 points in the ballgame, 87% from the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. 67-65. Good crowd on hand, as you might expect from Lincoln tonight. The Nebraska Wesleyan students right behind the Hastings basket. There's a shot up there by Lohman. Good. 2 for 2 from the free throw line by Brady Lohman. Hastings is within 1 point. 67-66. With 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Here's Trey Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley comes to the near sideline, now to the right side. He gets the ball back on a handoff, drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Trey Barnsley scores there. He's got 19. Wesley now with a 3-point lead, 69-66. Here's Woolman with the ball. A pass to Wells. He spins right side of the lane. He's trapped. Gets the ball away now to Woolman out here in 3-point territory. Brady Woolman around the screen from Zach Lena. His shot in the lane is going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Trevor Johnson. That's going to be his first. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 69-66. Woolman goes back to the free throw line. 15 points in the ball game, 4 out of 4 from the stripe. Woolman, an 87% foul shooter in the season. He hits that one. Woolman will have one more. Woolman averaging 19.9 points per ball game, the third best scorer this year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 69-67, Wesley by two. Here comes the next shot up there, good. Hastings again within 1 point, 69-68. Now with 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Wesleyan back with the ball. They've won 3 in a row here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Each game has been decided by 4 points or less. Barnsley again drives into the hole, circles back around, can't go up to the shot. There's a pass down on the baseline. His shot is up there and in. He's fouling the play. Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson got the feed down on the right baseline. He scores there. Trevor Johnson goes to the free throw line. He's now got 13 in the ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Lena. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Zach Lena. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play will be Johnson. His shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound Hastings. So it's a 3-point ball game still. 71-68. 2 minutes to play in regulation. Here's Brady Woolman. Woolman bounce pass to Lena. Hops to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here. The swipes of the ball stripped away and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Brandon Krause. That's going to be his second. So 2 fouls now in Krause, but we walk to the other end of the floor now. This will be a two-shot situation for Nebraska Wesleyan. Tim Schweitzer will go to the mark. Schweitzer is 44% on the season. He is 3 out of 4, though, from the free throw line tonight. 71-68. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan here in this basketball game. Tim Schweitzer will go to the line here for the Prairie Wolves. Schweitzer is waiting at 15 the last time these two teams played. He's got 7 so far tonight. Shot is up there. They hit another one. 72-68. Nebraska Wesleyan with the 4-point lead now over the Broncos. Still plenty of time. 1 minute and 51 seconds to play. Tim Schweitzer will have one more. Shot is up there. The big guy puts it down through the hole. 2 free throws by Tim Schweitzer. And now the Broncos are trailing by 5 points again. 73-68. Here comes Hastings back in their offensive zone. Krause has got it now to Zach Lena. Out to Hamburger. to Krause on the wing on the left side. Down to Brady Lohman. Lohman fakes the three. Penetrates into the lane. Spins. Puts up a scoop shot. It's going to be blocked out of his hands. Out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side again. Underneath their own basket. Right in front of the Prairie Wolves student body section down there. Brady Lohman will inbound the ball as he gets it into Brent Wells. Now at the Krause. 15 in the shot clock. Brandon Krause comes across the top to Lohman. Hops inside, double team. Lohman has to get rid of it. He does. Krause has it. Left side of the lane. Out here now to Brady Lohman. He looks at the clock. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Lohman around the screen. Fires up a shot inside the free throw circle. The shot no good. Lohman gets the rebound. Lohman gets it away. Now to Hamburger. He drives the baseline. His shot no good. But he draws contact and the foul is called. Boy, bodies all over the place. Three underneath the basket there. And Jonah Bradley is whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be his second. And that's going to send Hastings to the free throw line here. That's 10 team fouls now on Nebraska Wesleyan in the ball games. Each team is in the double bonus as we head down the stretch. 1:11 left here in regulation. Hastings is trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 73-68. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan in the event of a jump ball. Now they're going to call for some help as they mop up three or four guys who are down there underneath the basket. They're going to mop up underneath the basket. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Hamburger to the free throw line. He's got 18 points in the ball game, but he is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. He'll have two shots. His first one good. Hamburger is 75% foul shooter in the season. And now Bill Gabers wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. Broncos are down by 4 points. 1:11 to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 73, Hastings 69.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
At Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, they've got 11:38 to play now in the basketball game. Nebraska holding on to a 44-42 lead over the Fighting Illini. The Nebraska women's basketball team, they will play tomorrow at Michigan. Airtime will be at 5:45 tomorrow night on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 with a tip-off at 6. We'll have Hastings High basketball tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. Tigers will take on Waverly. 5:45 for the pregame show. The girls' game will go at 6 o'clock with the boys to follow at 7:45. 1:11 to play in regulation. Hastings College is trailing in the ballgame 73-69. Hamburger will go back to the free throw line here for the Broncos. So Jake Hamburger's got 19 points in the ballgame. We'll try to tack on one more here. 1:11 to play in regulation. Jake Hamburger eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. So it's 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And the Broncos now within 3 points. Hastings now applying some pressure here in backcourt. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Trey Barnsley will bring things up. Woolman will be right in his face defensively as he brings it into the offensive zone. Trey Barnsley is dribbling with the ball. We're under a minute to play now. Trey Barnsley just across the 10-second line. 18 in the shot clock. Woolman and Barnsley going one-on-one out here. Barnsley just dribbling with the ball. Barnsley trying to penetrate. Gets it away now to Jonah Bradley. Back to Barnsley. 7 seconds in the shot clock. Barnsley to the rack. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Brandon Krause. Hastings has the ball, trailing by 3 points with 35 seconds to play. Brandon Krause into the offensive zone. Brandon Krause looking out here in three-point territory. Krause behind the screen. Now to Woolman on the wing. Brady Woolman holding the ball, 24 seconds. Woolman gets it into the hands of Hamburger. Hamburger down to Wells. To Brandon Krause dribbles to the top of the key. Krause sends it over here to Wells. His shot from 15 misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves have the ball down the right sideline. Jonah Bradley has got the ball. Now to a Barnsley, 7 seconds, and we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Zach Wiener. 73-70. Hastings College is trailing here in the basketball game. And now Nebraska Wesleyan will go to the free throw line with Trey Barnsley, one of the better free throw shooting guards on the team. He's hitting 82% from the line. 2 out of 3 tonight. His shot is up there and in. Barnsley will have one more. He's got 20 points in the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves have a 4-point lead over Hastings with 6.9 seconds to play, 74-70. Here's Barnsley's next free throw. It's up there, and the shot good. 75-70. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's Brandon Krause. He launches up a three. His shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Wesleyan, and that's the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan comes to Hastings and beats the Broncos for the fourth straight time here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Nebraska Wesleyan fell behind 14-0 at the beginning of the ball game. They come storming back, and they beat Hastings tonight in men's college basketball by a score of 75-70. So Hastings, they dropped to 19 wins and 7 losses on the season. The Broncos are now 13-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan, they improved to 13 wins and 9 losses on the season. And Nebraska Wesleyan now 8-9 in conference play. Again, Nebraska Wesleyan wins it tonight over Hastings in men's college basketball by a score of 75-70. We'll come back and check the final numbers right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Nebraska Wesleyan has beaten Hastings for the fourth straight time here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 75-70 here tonight. Hastings got off to a tremendous start tonight. The Broncos got off to a 14-0 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. In fact, the Prairie Wolves did not score until the 15-20 mark of the first half. They were trailing 14-3 at that point, but I'll tell you what, the Prairie Wolves came back. They got within 3 points at 19-16. Now within 2 points at 23-21. It was a 2-point game at halftime. Hastings had to lead 37-35. Prairie Wolves scoring the first basket of the second half to tie things up at 37 points apiece. And Nebraska Wesleyan had their first lead of the ball game at 38-37 with 19 minutes to go. In the ball game, we were tied up at 48 points apiece. And then Hastings went 5.5 minutes without scoring there in the second half. Wesleyan rattled off 10 straight points to grab a 58-48 advantage. That's a lead that they did not relinquish down the stretch. Hastings cut the lead down to 1 point at 69-68 with 2:21 to play. But Nebraska Wesleyan goes on to beat Hastings tonight by a score of 75-70. A quick scoring stats in the ball game here for Hastings. Brady Lohman, Jake Hamburger, and the gang all contributing to this loss tonight. Jake Hamburger led the way in scoring for the Broncos. He had 20. Brady Lohman had 17 points. Those are the only, I'll check that. Brandon Krause, he had 10 points. So three guys in double figures tonight for Hastings. Hamburger with 20. Lohman with 17. Brandon Krause had 10. The other scorers, Brett Wells had 8 points. Zach Lena had 7. Abu Fall, he had 6 points and 2 for Carson Bloom. 20 points for Jake Hamburger leading the way tonight for Hastings College. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they were led by Trey Barsley. Great performance out of him as he scores 21 in the ball game. Trevor Johnson, he had 13. Eric Jackson, he had 11 points. So three players in double figures for Nebraska Wesleyan. Their other scorers, Casey Weens had 2. Jonah Bradley had 5 points tonight. Andrew Miners had 7. Trent Scheidel, he had 7 points. And Tim Schweitzer, he had 9. So Nebraska Wesleyan wins the basketball game tonight over Hastings College. The final score of 75-70. The Broncos dropped to 19 wins and 7 losses on the season. Now 13-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will take on Dakota Wesleyan coming up on Saturday here at the Osborne Sports Complex. And Hastings dropping one to Nebraska Wesleyan tonight by a score of 75-70. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Going to Bowman and Central, pretty good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, a split here tonight with Nebraska Wesleyan. The women winning the first ball game by a score of 82-47. And the Nebraska Wesleyan men, they pick up a win in the nightcap, 75-70 over Hastings College tonight. This is the players of the game on 1230 KHS for the Hastings College women here tonight in a big victory for the Broncos. And scoring-wise for Hastings, Chanel Farmer, she had 12 points in the ballgame. She had 4 3-pointers. Also scoring, Sierra Williamson off of the bench. She had 11 points in the ballgame tonight. Jamie Van Kirk had 11 points for the Broncos in the Hastings College women's ballgame. And for the Hastings College guys, they get 20 points tonight from Jake Hamburger, 17 from Brady Lohman. Brandon Krause contributes 10 points in the ballgame. Hamburger had 20 points and 5 rebounds. Brady Lohman, 17 points and 4 rebounds. Brandon Krause nearly misses a double-double here with 10 points and 8 rebounds. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and announce our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College. First of all, for the Hastings College women's basketball team, our player of the game will be Chanel Farmer. She had some big shots there for Hastings College. She picked up 12 points. They'll lead the Broncos in scoring tonight. She was 4 out of 9 for the field tonight. All 4 were 3-pointers. She was 4 out of 8 on 3-pointers. Pulls down a total of 3 rebounds in the ball game. 12 points, had 1 assist. And had 1 steal as she plays just over 21 minutes in the ball game tonight as Hastings College pretty well had this one in hand early as they cruised to the victory over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 82-47. And for the Hastings College guys, Jake Hamburger leads the way in scoring tonight with 20 points for the Broncos. He was 7 out of 17 from the field, 4 out of 10 on three-pointers. Hamburger was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He pulls down 5 rebounds, scores the 20 points, had 1 assist and 1 steal as he plays 36 minutes tonight for head coach Bill Gavers. But in a losing effort as Nebraska Wesleyan beats Hastings by a score of 75-70. Jake Hamburger and also Chanel Farmer are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan beats Hastings by a score of 75-70 as we still wait for the coaching staff to get out of the locker room here tonight following the 5-point loss to the Prairie Wolves. You have a chance to get up to date on the scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for us tonight. On the women's side of things, it was Hastings beating Nebraska Wesleyan 82-47. Morningside beat Dort 74-52. It was Concordia over Midland 78-77. The big one, Dakota Wesleyan upsetting third-ranked Northwestern tonight 97-76. Mount Marty winners over Briar Cliff, 88-77. So as a result, three teams now tied for the top spot on the women's side of things in the GPAC. Northwestern, Concordia, and Hastings all with three games remaining. We've got all but one score on the men's side of things. Nebraska Wesleyan beat Hastings tonight by the score of 75-70. Morningside upsets Dort. The conference leaders go down as the Dort defenders lose on their home floor, 103-100 to Morningside. Midland has won as they beat Concordia tonight in Seward, 82-55. Dakota Wesleyan beats Northwestern tonight in Mitchell, 102-85. And we're still waiting for the final in the men's game between Mount Marty and Briar Cliff up in Sioux City. Again, a 75-70 win for Nebraska Wesleyan here in this basketball game over Hastings College. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Again, 75-70 loss for the Broncos here tonight to Nebraska Wesleyan as Hastings assistant coach Doug Grader will join us on the postgame show. And coach, off to a tremendous start here tonight, but couldn't sustain that. Nebraska Wesleyan comes back and nips you at the end.
Yeah, we got off to a good start, 14-0. And then, we kind of lost our rhythm after that. We made a few subs and just couldn't ever get that rhythm back. Nebraska Wesleyan is one of those teams that they don't do anything that surprises you. We know what they're going to do, but they just do it so well that we couldn't disrupt their rhythm, couldn't get them out of their sets that they like to run, and they ran their sets well. Their guys inside are so big with Johnson and Scheidel and Schweitzer, and they're so big that, you know, at times we couldn't get around them, and they did a good job inside. And then early in the second half, or first half, they the bigs or their guards knocked down some threes. They hit six threes in the first half, so yeah, a good combination of inside outside, and that really got them back into the game.
Let's take a look at the second half, because you guys still have.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Going to Bowman, and shots are pretty good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
This is John Dimmer back at the KHAS Sports Studios. A little trouble with the connection over with Mike Will at Hastings College. We'll just go over some of the games we had tonight. The Lady Broncos roll to a win over Nebraska Wesleyan earlier tonight, 82-47. The men get off to a 14-0 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan, but they drop it. It was Nebraska Wesleyan 75, Hastings College 70. Coming up tomorrow night, we have high school basketball, Hastings High versus Waverly at Hastings High. Pregame show at 5:45. Girls get underway at 6 o'clock. Boys to follow at 7:45 right here on 1230 KHAS. Then on Friday, some more boys high school basketball, Hastings St. Cecilia on the road against Grand Island Central Catholic. Pregame show at 7:15, tip-off at 7:30 right here on 1230 KHAS. For Mike Will, back at Hastings College, I'm John Dimmern at the KHAS Sports Studios. Have a great rest of the evening.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.